want to tell you what the fights I had the day before, cause that man half two and a half skyrocket. I met him in the evening and asked him where they're going. The Colonel Davis says, I'm going out of Coon, and he asked him where they're gone. And he said he had none. He said, Colonel Davis, can't count me out one. Oh, never mind the gun, but I come along with Davy, and no matter quick you show, he had been a Coon crazy. I went along with Davy, and Davy spied the squirrel sitting on the pine out, even cheap sour on the stop, dry still. He began to feel. He'd come and smash, won't you brace again, my heel, but I put up my heel for to brace up a sinner, and saw Colonel Davis been hard for his dinner. The thing stopped still, never seemed to mind, it never stopped beating, there's never looked behind the Davy's head, the thing must be dead. So I spied the bark fly around the creature's head. Both went up to his father's skiver, and if it wasn't dead, the little spun liver. Not on his head, as big as any pumpkin side of Colonel Davy. You call that a skunk, and yaw, 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 and don't you get to laugh. I came back from yours, I know about you, one and a half. Jim grow at his sister, her name is Black Diner. She dressed as fine as any girl, a little finer. Well, it's silk on the outside, I'll tell you what, it's on her toe shirt and petticoat is black as hell and thunder. Oh, how do you know? How do you know? Grandmother said, Frank went to heel and toe it. Well, my mammy was a wildcat, my daddy was a tiger, and that leaves me an old Virginia niger. Half horse, half hell, a little bit of thunder, anyway you take me, but God, I'm a wonder between you and me. We've gotten pedigree, I can pick a bandit, drive W to 3.